The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Allow me once again to plead with you, don't forget your local church in your tithes and offerings. These are tough times for all of us. It's a tough time for ministries, and don't forget your local church. All right? I know that many of you are suffering. I know that. But ask God how you can give to your local church. Joy and I learned something a long, long time ago, and it's a thoroughly biblical concept. If you want to keep it, give it away. Thoroughly biblical. It's illustrated all through the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you want to keep it, give it away. Don't forget your local church. What draws me to that subject, here is a brand new Gallup poll just released, yesterday. Headline, percentage of Americans donating to charity at all-time low. Now, that's according to the folks at Gallup who have followed this for many, many years. They are saying that the percentage of Americans that are donating to any kind of charity, including churches, is at an all-time low. So pray for your church. Support your church. If you were listening a couple of days ago, I mentioned to you the participation of Pope Francis in a multi-faith gathering organized by the Abu Dhabi Multi-Faith Higher Committee on Human Fraternity. That's the organization that put this thing together. The Abu Dhabi-based Multi-Faith Higher Committee on Human Fraternity. The Pope was involved, Muslims were involved, Jews were involved, the Hindus were involved. I mean, it was a literal who's who of every kind of religion imaginable. And during his participation, he asked for all religions of the world to join together in prayer. All religions to gather together in prayer. And I told you when I read this story, there are going to be a whole lot of Catholics that are not happy about this. A whole lot of Catholics already are very, very, very upset with this Pope. And I'm talking Catholics, devout, conservative Catholics. And I was right. There is an outcry growing within the Catholic community about this latest ecumenical outreach of Pope Francis. Well, he has responded, and he has defended himself fully. Here is part of his response to the criticism. He said, and I quote, "Maybe there will be someone who will say, this is religious relativism and it cannot be done. But how can we not pray to the Father of us all? Each one prays as they know how, as they're able to. We are not praying one against the other, one tradition against the other, but as brothers." Anybody have a problem with that? I mean, from a purely theological standpoint. But how can we not pray to the Father of us all? Do you remember what Jesus said to the religious crowd of his day? You are of your father. Can you finish it? But Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. From a spiritual standpoint, God does not become our father until we are born into his family. When we are born again, we become a part of the family of God. Our sin nature separates us from God. And yet the Pope said, how can we not pray to the Father of us all? We are not praying one against another, one tradition against another, but as brothers. Now, a Muslim, a Hindu, maybe a fellow human, but spiritually they are not my brother because we don't have the same father. One prominent Catholic said this, and again, this is a Catholic. The only spiritual union that Christians recognize is the communion of the Holy Spirit with those baptized into the body of Christ. This is from Nick Donnelly, an English priest from England. He went on to say, he's asking, speaking of the Pope, he's asking us to unite ourselves on the level of spirit with those who worship idols and demons, who venerate false prophets that deny the divinity of Christ. Father Donnelly, the English priest, called His Holiness's actions appalling. Later wrote on Twitter that that this committee from Abu Dhabi is trying to create a false one world religion. Priest John Stone, Dennis Mitchell, Hans Sabacek tweeted, they owe no allegiance whatsoever to the multi-faith committee. The Society of St. Paul the X, an influential traditionalist group in the Catholic Church, called France's promotion of the Interfaith Day, and I quote, poison fruit. Now, these are all comments from Catholics. But listen to this from the story. But not all Catholics were upset. Many expressed their approval online. And it is true. The far liberal left wing of the Catholic Church loves this guy. The conservatives? Not so much. But get this. Let me start over again. Not all Catholics were upset. Many expressed their approval online. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints tweeted its support. This is the Mormons. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The official tweet from the Mormon Church said, and I quote, our hearts are joined with our brothers and sisters in the Muslim, Catholic, and other faith traditions. Say what? Yeah, that's the official position of the Mormon Church. In his own tweet, Pope Francis said, quote, may God have mercy on us and put an end to this tragedy, this pandemic, as well as the pandemics of hunger, war, and children without an education. This we ask as brothers and sisters. Now, again, he's standing with representatives from all kinds of pagan religions. He said in his prayer, this we ask as brothers and sisters, everyone together. Now, I don't know where you stand on eschatology, the study of end times and Bible prophecy, but one thing almost everyone agrees on. In the end times, at the time of the return of Christ, there will be a one-world government overseen by the Antichrist. There will be a one-world church overseen by the false prophet. Now, are we there yet? Nope. But there are certainly a whole lot of people trying to drag us into a one-world religion, one-world church. As I said, I've not seen many evangelicals even discuss this, but there's a whole lot out there from Catholics who are very displeased with this pope, very displeased, and is causing quite a schism within the church. What will be done? I have no idea. But there is a large number of Catholic leaders that are more than displeased with the direction that this pope is headed. All right, we're going to take the final break of the hour, and then we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, the eyes of the world have been on the state of Georgia. Why? Because that evil Republican governor in the state of Georgia had the nerve to open his state before any other state in America. That is among the states that were closed. There were a couple of states that really never did close down, mostly rural. But anyway, the news media went crazy. The Democrats went crazy, not only outside of Georgia, but inside Georgia. Democratic politicians from senators, representatives, the mayor of Atlanta. What was the lady's name who ran against Kemp and lost by just a few thousand votes, and now she wants to be vice president, whatever her name is. They were all saying blood was going to be on the hands of the governor. People are going to die. There's going to be this huge surge. And, you know, well, can I read the headline? This is from today. Georgia's coronavirus cases and deaths continue to decline 3 weeks after reopening began. Yeah, that's the headline. The Georgia Department of Public Health found that both total and absolute numbers of daily coronavirus cases and deaths have significantly declined. Since reopening, the weekly average number of new cases on April 24th was 747, while the average number of deaths was 35. As of May 13, those tallies have dropped to new cases, 288, deaths, 13. So in other words, since the reopening, the average number of daily new cases had dropped from 747 to 288, and deaths, average daily death toll, from 35 to 13. And if you look at the graph, and I encourage you to go to the Georgia Department of Health, and again, I'm trying not to be overly critical of our Ohio Department of Health. But if you compare the two states' Department of Health websites, if you want to know what the trends are, the Ohio Department of Health website, for me anyway, is very hard to navigate. The Georgia Department of Health is so clear, so plain, and maybe, I don't know, maybe because it's better news. I don't know. But anyway, and by the way, Colorado opened up the same time as about the same time as Georgia. And as most of you know, no one was screaming, yelling, shouting that everybody was going to die in the state of Colorado because the governor of Colorado is a far-left liberal Democrat. And he's also a homosexual, so you can't criticize. You can't. So anyway, that's interesting. And one of the pundits, what did I do with that? I had it in my stack. I had the tweet. Oh, what did I do with it? What's his name? Ron Fournier, journalist. He was one of the prominent journalists that was saying blood was going to be on the hands of Governor Kemp. I can't find it. I thought I had it here in my stack. Anyway, he was one of them that was saying that blood was going to be on the hands of Governor Kemp. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Ron Fournier, F-O-U-R-N-I-E-R, wealthy businessman, journalist, and so forth. He said when Georgia opened up, and I quote, "Mark this day because 2 and 3 weeks from now, the Georgia death toll will have blood on his hands. And as Georgians move around the country, they'll spread more death and economic destruction." That was the tweet on April 20th. "Mark this day, because 2 and 3 weeks from now, the Georgia death toll will have blood on his hands." Today, he issued a quasi-apology. He said, "I am sorry, and I pray Georgia stays safe." But before he says that, he takes several swipes at Donald Trump, and he says, "Yeah, I was wrong, but I wasn't as wrong as Trump. I was wrong, but I wasn't as wrong as Trump." And he made three different specific things where he thought Trump was wrong. So I thought, would any of you parents accept that kind of apology? "I was bad, but I'm not as bad as Johnny." So anyway, and other good news, Governor Kemp has excluded abortion providers from legal liability protections through all of this. That's kind of a long story. I don't have time to get into it. But the more I learned about this governor, the more I like him. The more I like him. All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend. Be with a good Bible-believing church somehow this weekend. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.